You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Let's do a double header.
Let's do two, yeah, and then take a week off. Yeah. Let's do that. Hey, Rock, you know, the win in Pittsburgh, and Dennis mentioned it in his prepared open, emotional win. And, you know, I understand Matt LaFleur was trying to play it, downplay it a little bit, the Rodgers angle and the whole bit. But, you know, and going, and I don't know if you felt this, but going into the locker room after the game, and you go in all the time, so I'm asking you this question. It felt a little different in there in Pittsburgh. By the time I got there, almost 40 minutes after the game, guys were kind of, they weren't hurried to get out of there. They were lingering. No. They were savoring the moment. You could tell it was a big moment for them.
You know, being down there, I'm just outside the door, so I can hear what's going on when it's just the coaches and players. And it was special. It was absolutely special. And no, it wasn't perfect. But when you consider the stage, when you consider the opponent, I don't care what, the Steelers are always a real deal football team. You consider it's at their place. And then you consider the Aaron Rodgers dynamic. That was a big-time win on a big-time stage, and I think the guys really appreciated it. And, Wayne, I really think this, not only individually but collectively, it's the kind of win you build on, that there's a residue of confidence that goes with it. Anyway, I hope that's the case.
Yeah, I hope so, too. We'll find out. I mean, they're playing Carolina here today. This is not a bad football team that's in here from Carolina. They're 4-4, and they've won some games. But, you know, the thing I've noticed, Larry, I think over the last 3 weeks, the Packers, this Packers team is kind of growing up and maturing before our eyes. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be playing your absolute best this time of year. You're looking for progress, and as you mentioned, growing week to week and getting a little better, because if you're playing your best now, the end doesn't look real good. But if you're growing and continue to grow towards the end, then you're in the mix for the big one.
Yeah, absolutely. The key is to get to the playoffs and then be playing your best. John Kuhn joins us on the sidelines. John, couldn't be a better day for football down there, could it?
Yeah, aside from a little bit of breeze here on the field, it's absolutely gorgeous. And the fans, at 2 hours before the game, have started rushing in to get their first glimpses of these two teams out here warming up on the field. And not many heavy jackets, a lot of jerseys, a lot of sweatshirts, but an absolutely perfect day for the early time.
John, we were just talking about it. Now that you've had a chance to kind of digest the Steeler game, what do you take away from that?
Well, just that was, everybody knew the history going into that. The Packers had not won in Pittsburgh since 1970, so trying to break that streak, trying to face an emotional opponent in Aaron Rodgers and a great franchise in the Pittsburgh Steelers, and to do it in the convincing fashion that they did in the second half, I think is something that the Packers can use as a building block, and not just a building block, but a leap forward here as they continue their process. Now, early bye week in this football season, so now it's about stacking those successes. You hear coaches say it all the time, and that next success could be right out here today, defending your home turf against the Carolina Panther team at 4-4.
John, speaking of which, how do you see the matchup between rosters? How do you look at that?
Well, just to be blunt, we have a better roster, 1-53. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But this Carolina Panther team has been sneaky this year in the way that they have gotten wins. They play a lot of games down to the wire. Now, they're better at home than what they are on the road, but they just got licked last week by one of the league's best teams in the Buffalo Bills. So you know they're going to have a week's worth of feeling that pain and trying to right some wrongs coming in here today.
You know, John, I got to ask you this, and both you and Larry, what you've seen, because we have an interesting running back situation here in this game. Josh Jacobs, 1,000-yard rusher from a season ago. He's now at this stage of the season averaging 3.6 yards per carry. Chuba Hubbard, a 1,000-yard rusher who earned a nice extension, 4-year extension last year, 1,000-yard rusher averaging 3.6 yards per carry. The league average is 4.3. What are you seeing? Especially, let's concentrate on the Packers end of it, John. You're close to it. You see the blocking. You know what it's all about. What are you seeing here?
Well, I don't think the Packers' run game has clicked yet in totality, right? Josh Jacobs, he had the calf injury. He was sick. And the offensive line has just started to play a couple games consecutively with the preferred starters. So I don't think our run game has clicked as a whole, and that's why Josh Jacobs' numbers seem to be a bit down. You look at the Carolina side and Chuba Hubbard, I don't think he's their most explosive running back. I think Rico Dowdle is in this football game. He's the guy who has the burst. He's the guy that can take a 4-yard run and make it a 20-yard run. He's the guy that I think the Packers got to watch out for in this one.
John, Carolina defensively, probably the strength when you look at the different segments of their team, 11th overall. And what do you see out of that unit? What do you see as a potential problem? Who do you respect as far as their personnel goes?
Well, let's start up front, and it's the inside guys, A'shaun Robinson, Derrick Brown. They got the most pressures. They have the most sacks in this thing. They're not a team that we've faced in the past that has one edge rusher that you have to try and double team. It's going to be the inside guys, our guards, and Elton Jenkins, the center, that are going to have the heavy workload here today up front. And then on the outside, I think both their corners are very capable, headlined by J.C. Horn. Even though Mike Jackson has 9 passes defended this year, that's because teams go away from Horn. Horn's an exceptional player. That's one really talented guy that they have on the outside.
Yeah, John, I would agree with you. And I think both of these corners are very talented starters. And, you know, not many people have two good corners like this. And you're exactly right about Jackson. He gets a lot of traffic his way because you've got a guy who's probably on the verge of a Pro Bowl designation on the other side. When I look at the quarterback, Bryce Young will be back at quarterback for this team, John. How big a plus is that for Carolina as you see it?
Well, Andy Dalton did not play very well last week, and the Carolina Panthers
Andy Dalton plays today, I guarantee you Packers victory.
There we go. And that's probably what the Carolina Panther head coaches are thinking, and coaching staff and training staff are thinking going into this one as well. And Bryce Young, obviously, he's been nicked up, so is he going to be 100% come here? But we did see Bryce Young 2 years ago, granted, down in Carolina, and that was his kind of coming out party against us. I think it was his first 300-year day as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So we know he's got a capable arm. We've seen him do it against us. I just feel to do it here at Lambeau, with all the variables that come in playing here with the wind, with this surface, with this crowd, it's going to be a tough day with whoever goes out at quarterback for the Panthers.
Hey, John, we were talking about running backs a moment ago, and considering your pedigree in that position, I was wondering, what do you think of the performance of young Emmanuel Wilson? I mean, he's like the guy with sudden impact in the running game.
Yeah, I really liked what he did last week. In fact, Wayne and I talked about it a little bit after the game. I felt like he gave a jolt to the run game in the second half in Pittsburgh, and he's done that from time to time throughout this season and even last season. And when you stand on the sidelines and you're watching Josh Jacobs rack up yards and rack up carries, when you get your moment, you got to go in there and shine. Emmanuel Wilson has done just that with his limited opportunities.
Now, I know you big-time football guys are all about X's and O's, but some of us are in touch with the spiritual side of the game.
Say what?
Exactly.
Does that mean you say an Our Father before the game? That's as much religion as I had, I think.
Yeah, well, I think after the game normally. All right. 27 years old. Jordan Love today turns 27 years old. Each of Packers quarterbacks, Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers, won an NFL championship or Super Bowl at the age of 27. John, what do you think? Is it destiny?
Well, we try and find every way that we can make this season destiny, and that one sounds as good as any. I liked last week's winning for the first time in Pennsylvania in 50 years. We did that also.
Yes, you did.
In 2010. So we can look at that faith family and the Green Bay Packers in a different light today.
I'll tell you what. I don't know nothing about the history stuff. I don't believe in the mystical playing a role in football games. God's got bigger fish to fry. But I will tell you this. Jordan Love is playing lights out, and nothing he does now or in the future will surprise me. I mean, that young man is playing great.
20 straight completions, and I didn't even realize that he was so smooth about it. But, you know, when you look at the pantheon of quarterbacks, and I just mentioned them, none of those guys ever completed 20 consecutive passes in a game for the Green Bay Packers.
You know why?
Jordan Love has.
You know why? It's really, really hard. You got to be really, really good to do it.
And, guys, something has to be said with it feels like now Jordan Love is starting to hit that level where he and Matt LaFleur are one on the football field. The play calls coming in match Jordan Love and what he wants to do, and he's ready to do exactly what Matt LaFleur envisions these plays to play out as. It's starting to look really, really special.
Guys, one last question here. Is Jordan Love, and you kind of mentioned it, John, getting to that certain level where when he gets to the line of scrimmage, if there's something he doesn't like that play in Cleveland where Matt LaFleur said, I sent in a bad play. If that happened with Aaron Rodgers, he changes the play. There's no interception, and the Packers beat the Browns. Jordan didn't change the play. He ran the play. Interception occurred, and the Packers lose the game. John, do you see him getting to that stage now where he's going to go to the line of scrimmage, and if he doesn't like something, even though they called the play from the sidelines, he's going to change into something else?
It's really interesting you bring up that play, Wayne, because that play could be an ultimate building block learning moment for Jordan Love, even in his third year, to understand, hey, this thing comes in like this. Maybe I don't need to throw it to this spot. Maybe it needs to be adjusted. All the different things that they go about learning after a mistake like that, Jordan Love has now processed and been able to deliver. And I'll say, when he goes up to the line of scrimmage, he has been looking in complete control, as in, if the play is there, you run it. If the play isn't, Matt LaFleur has already geared him for what his next play call
sure
needs to be and how he executes the front and the coverages that the defense is throwing at him.
Wayne, I'll put it like this. Jordan Love has earned a longer leash.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt LaFleur will give that to him anytime.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, again, for folks, for those of you wondering out there, they usually go to the line of scrimmage with a couple of plays anyway that the quarterback can change to. So
now who's talking the X's and O's?
Listen, I'm your spiritual side, Rock. You stick
right
with your
I
X's
forgot
and O's. You don't believe in any of this destiny stuff, any of this stardust stuff. I get it. I'm here because I'm your spiritual side.
All right.
On a Sunday afternoon in Green Bay, noon start. John, we'll talk to you coming up. Dennis, on this spiritual note, on this early Sunday morning when people are just getting out of church or going to church, we send it back to you.
Amen, brother. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. Packers will wear a throwback today, uniform and helmet based on the 1923 Packers. Couple of honors, Micah Parsons of the Packers, the NFC Defensive Player of the Month for October, and Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week for that performance in Pittsburgh when he passed for 360 yards and three touchdowns Sunday night. Packers have won three straight against Carolina. They have scored at least 24 points in each of the last 11 games against Carolina. And this is the first of five scheduled noon kickoffs for the Packers in the next six games. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite, Great Taste, Less Filling, Tastes Like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly on the Packers Radio Network.
Home game action doesn't actually start in the stadium. It starts at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance. Kick a field goal on the full-sized football field, grab an ice-cold beverage, and enjoy live outdoor music all in the shadows of Lambeau Field. Festivities start 4 hours before kickoff. We'll see you at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance, on Monday when Green Bay hosts the Philadelphia Eagles. The action starts 4 hours before kickoff. Visit Titletown.com for all the details.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Flu season is here. Get your flu shot today at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and no appointment is necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. That's right, a 20-cent fuel saver. Get your flu shot when it's convenient for you. Schedule online or just stop by your Hy-Vee pharmacy. No appointment necessary. Help your family stay healthy. Get your flu shot and get a 20-cent fuel saver only at Hy-Vee. See store for details. Some restrictions apply.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. When the Packers score, Sargento donates to defeat hunger. Sargento donates $2,000 for every Packers touchdown. Through the Touchdowns for Hunger program, Sargento has donated nearly $2 million for hunger relief in Wisconsin, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than two decades, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Owning a business is about balancing what you need with what you want. You don't need a business loan. You want to feed the neighborhood. You don't need a business partner. You want someone who sees what you can't. You don't need a line of credit. You want a workspace that actually works. At Fox Communities Credit Union, we understand that balance. You know what you want. We have what you need. At Fox Communities Credit Union.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers in Carolina today. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day at Pick and Save, where you'll find lower prices on over 1,000 items so you can save even more. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. We're in the Miller Lite End Zone Bar, North End Zone. Appreciate them hosting us. Let's bring in former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. And James, what did you like best about the Packers' performance in the win over the Steelers Sunday night?
The second half and us getting the W. What I like most is we connected on our off-scripted plays. And I think, you know, when you talk about an explosive offense and you're talking about an offense that's going to, you know, be a big part of, you know, helping bring a championship, it's the off-scripted plays that we are going to have to make. And what I mean by that is you've seen Jordan Love get blitzed. It was pressure in his face. You've seen him throw it up to Kraft, and he made a big-time play. Those are off-scripted plays. If you watch any good offense, Patrick Mahomes, the old Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, the good offenses are when you make those off-scripted plays. And in the second half, we made a lot of those.
Drew, when we look at the Packers injury report today, we know that Lucas Van Ness and Dontavian Wicks are out. Nick Neiman on Saturday, the special team standout, was placed on injury reserve, and so Christian Welch, the state product, was brought up from the practice squad. Defensive lineman Aaron Mosby also elevated from the practice squad. So the two big questions for the Packers today will be Brandon McManus, the kicker, who's questionable, and linebacker Quay Walker, who's questionable with calf.
And both were practicing this week. Or at least in limited capacity. So this is a pretty clean injury sheet for this point of the year, don't you think?
Yes, very much so.
We're about 5 minutes away from getting the inactives officially, but the Packers, in terms of health, you know, everybody worried about the bye week being early, and maybe that, like everybody says, maybe that came at the right time.
Yeah. You know, James and Wayne and Larry were touching on this. Quarterback Bryce Young will start for Carolina today. He missed last week's game with an ankle injury. And, boy, he makes a difference, doesn't he?
Yeah, Bryce Young, man, ever since he got benched, Dennis, he's been playing some really good football. And I know it's, you know, been some ups and downs. I mean, he plays for the Carolina Panthers, so they kind of still in the rebuild situation, but you know, since he got benched, man, I've seen a totally different Bryce Young, man. The ball is coming out of his hands fast. He understands defenses. He knows exactly where he wants to go with the football, and he's not afraid to make a couple plays with his legs. So, you know, there's no underestimating today, man. The Carolina Panthers, they are a team that, you know what I mean, they may not show up every week, but if they do choose to show up that week, they're a solid football team and can make it hard on you.
With a recap of the last Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
While Aaron Rodgers playing against the Packers was the main storyline going into the game, it was the Packers' new QB who became the leading man last Sunday night in Pittsburgh. The Steelers got on the board first with the first of many Chris Boswell field goals, but then the Packers answered quickly with three completions by Love, the last of which to Tucker Kraft.
Malik in the slot, right side, snap to Love, quick toss, right side, got Kraft, makes the turn of the 10, breaks the tackle to the 5, he's in the end zone for a touchdown!
The Packers failed to add to their lead when Brandon McManus missed a 58-yard field goal in the second quarter. Six plays later, Chris Boswell hit from 50, and it was 7-6 Green Bay. Taking advantage of a pair of Packers three and outs, the Steelers took over, adding another Boswell field goal to make it 9-7. Then Rodgers hit DK Metcalf for a 2-yard touchdown with just 34 seconds to play in the first half. But Love drove the Packers into position to trim the lead, but McManus missed again, keeping it 16-7 into the halftime break. Pittsburgh went three and out to start the second half. Then Tucker Kraft took a 3rd and 5, 59 yards to flip the field before a Packers rookie found pay dirt for the first time.
Second down, goal to go. Williams in motion to the left, out of the shotgun, snap it up, quick cross, Williams, left side, whip blocking to the 5, to the end zone. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Green Bay Packers! Savion Williams, his first career touchdown reception. And the Packers are back in it.
The Steelers answered Savion Williams' first NFL touchdown with another long kick by Boswell, making it 19-14. That's when Love and the offense started to take over in the fourth quarter by turning to the bell cow, Josh Jacobs.
In the shotgun, here's a handoff to Jacobs, bouncing right to the outside.
Oh, man.
He's to the end
what
zone.
A run.
Touchdown!
What
Green
a run.
Bay Packers! Wow! Josh Jacobs, another touchdown.
After a dominating three and out by the Packers defense, Love and the Packers once again turned to their star tight end on National Tight Ends Day to put the game out of reach.
Here's a snap to Love. Rush on, throws the middle. Got his man. Cutting left to the 5 to the end zone. It is Tucker Kraft having a night. Wow.
Pittsburgh again goes three and out. The Packers scored with McManus finally putting one through the uprights from 28 away before the Packers defense delivered the dagger.
Second and 10, Rodgers quick throw left side. Got his man caught. Ball loose on the ground. Packers say they have it. I believe that was Austin on the catch. Ball came loose. Question is, was it a catch? Javon Bullard gathered it in. And it's Green Bay football. And there is your dagger.
McManus netted another to stretch the Packers' lead. Aaron Rodgers finished off his night with a touchdown to Roman Wilson, making it 35-25, a resounding come-from-behind victory for the Packers on the road. And maybe Jordan Love's best game as a starter comes against the Packers' former one. Dennis, back to you.
Thank you, Bill. This is the 72nd time the Steelers had led by at least 9 points at half under Mike Tomlin. First time they lost by double digits in those circumstances, and the Packers' second largest win after trailing entering the fourth quarter in franchise history. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Nothing says home for the holidays like fresh baked goodness from Main Street Bakery. Fill your feast with warmth and flavor. From golden bread baskets and soft, buttery rolls to share around your holiday table to their famous pineapple upside down cake that's always the star of your dessert. And don't forget to place your special orders early for Christmas cookies. Perfect for your kids' classes, parties, and sweet holiday surprises. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
This holiday season, give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. Still looking for the perfect present? A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones reclaim their freedom with confidence and ease. Or wrap up pure comfort with a Power Lift Recliner, complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort. Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, treats you like family. Stop in today and take a test drive across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview, Lambeau Field, Packers and Carolina Panthers today, and Drew has the inactives.
Well, Dennis, the two names we were focused on the Packers injury report, both active. Quay Walker and Brandon McManus both will play. This afternoon, the Packers' inactive list includes Dontavian Wicks, Lucas Haversick, Jacob Monk, Donovan Jennings, Lucas Van Ness, and Warren Brinson.
Thank you, Drew. And so I think, you know, when you look at McManus, he's the guy they want to kick because he's a veteran. He's been through it, even though I know last week he was not perfect in Pittsburgh.
Got his mulligan out of the way, right? Or yeah. Mulligans out of the way coming back from injury, yeah.
Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. And James, when you look at this 4-4 Panthers team, what do you see?
I see a team that can run the ball very well. Rico Dabble has, you know, came on and kind of looked like Walter Payton at times. And I see a team with a quarterback that's getting much better, and this team is going to fight. Obviously, it's not going to be nothing that's going to just jump off the screen at you and just really, really impress you, but in their wins, they have been solid and look like a good football team. But they're a team that the quarterback is playing well, and they're able to run this football.
Matt LaFleur is 3-0 against the Panthers, 2-0 here at Lambeau Field. Panthers senior coaching advisor is Jim Caldwell, the former Colts head coach from Beloit, who attended Beloit Memorial High School. Drew, Carolina's defense, what do you think they'll try to do today against the Packers?
I think they're going to try to limit Josh Jacobs in the running game. They're pretty good at that. Then they're going to be stingy that way. And they have good corners, which can make things difficult, you know, if the Packers don't protect and those guys don't get up. And it'll be interesting to see how they deal with Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft is no longer sneaking up on anybody,
right,
Dennis. He is now a guy that you're game planning for. And I think that's going to be a key matchup today. Their corners are really good, but who for them is going to be tasked with shutting down Tucker Kraft? That's what all defenses that face the Packers have to deal with right now.
James, your expertise at receiver, what do you think of McMillan, the rookie for the Panthers, eighth pick in the draft out of Arizona?
I think he is going to be an all-pro in this league. I think he has superstar written all over him. When you watch him play, the ability to go up and make the tough catch, you can check that off the board. The range, the speed to be able to run and go make some deep plays down the field, you could check that off the board. Route running and releases, when you watch him every single week, he's getting better and better with his route running and his releases. I think the sky's the limit for him, and when him and Bryce Young continue to keep growing with each other, it's going to be a scary duo.
Drew, we know that special teams loom large, and Carolina is known for kicking knuckleballs, so be on guard, right?
Absolutely. And Dennis, the Packers haven't had great returns. They haven't had great field position. I think they're ranked near the bottom of the league in average starting field position because they haven't forced a lot of turnovers on defense, and they haven't had a lot of production out of the running game. So that is a weapon. You don't think of a knuckleball kickoff as a weapon, but in the modern era, it is.
For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate toothbrushes and toothpaste to Wisconsin School, helping kids achieve healthy smiles and sack plaque. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Hey garlic lovers, this one's for you. Papa John's unleashes the garlic five cheese crust to the hungry masses. It starts with their hand-stretched dough made with just six simple ingredients, brushed with creamy garlic parmesan sauce, then loaded with five bold, melty cheeses. Yeah, it's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza heaven. So if you're a crust craver, a cheese chaser, or a certified garlic fanatic, this is your moment. Get the new garlic five cheese crust pizza from Papa John's today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You can feel it in the air. The temps are starting to fall, and it won't be long before the really cold weather sets in for another winter. So if you still have a lot of work to do around the yard, it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do all the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Back at Lambeau Field, beautiful day for the Packers and the Carolina Panthers. This is Packers Preview. Software One is your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Well, certainly in the Steelers game, it was noticeable that Emmanuel Wilson ran very well while Josh Jacobs deals with that calf injury. Wilson had 11 carries for 61 yards, three catches for 26 yards. Courtesy of Spectrum News, we hear from Wilson, who overcame the deaths of an uncle and a close friend in that Steelers game, and I asked him if he thinks his performance will earn him more playing time.
I hope so. But, you know, if it did, it did. If it doesn't, then it's cool with my role and, you know, just going out there executing every time I can.
Wilson also talked about the coaching staff the Packers have really having confidence in him.
Yes, sir. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunities. And Josh said he wanted me to go out there and just finish it off.
He mentioned Josh Jacobs there, and Emmanuel Wilson really feels the support of Josh Jacobs.
Man, it's wonderful having like an all-pro back just like that, believing in me, so it makes me believe more in myself.
That's Emmanuel Wilson, who grew up in Charlotte, so you know today's game has extra meaning for him. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, Packers Preview, Lambeau Field, Packers and Carolina Panthers with James Jones and Drew Olson. I'm Dennis Krause. And James, when you look at the Packers defense, it ranks sixth in the NFL if you go by yards. And, you know, Micah Parsons, who came up with one of the sacks, the three sacks the Packers had of Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, people say, well, what kind of impact has he made? Well, he leads the NFL with 33 pressures. So he is getting consistent heat on the quarterback, and that's huge.
You know what, fellas? It's fun to watch the quarterbacks know that they got 2 seconds to throw this football. When you look at Micah Parsons and we move him all over the field, and, you know, he's in the A gap, he's in the B gap, he's in the C gap, and the center don't got no answer for him, the guard don't got no answer for him, the tackle don't got no answer for him. You know, that's infectious, man, and it's infectious across the defense, man. I just remember listening to Charles Woodson when we had Clay Matthews. He knew in my head, he said, man, we got Clay. My time clock is 2 seconds. I'm looking back for the ball. Whether I'm playing zone, I'm playing man-to-man, I'm looking back for the ball. So I know our DBs and our secondary love having Micah there, and that's a big part of being a good defense, man, getting pressure on the quarterback and stopping the run, and your defense can, in the secondary, can hunt.
Yeah, I think those are great points. And, Drew, when you think about the impact of Micah Parsons, I mean, I don't know if this is the right opinion. I'm just giving it because I had it. And that was, could the Packers have been a Super Bowl team without Micah Parsons? Perhaps. But he vaults them into a different level.
Dennis, I chuckled when I saw a report from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network this morning that the Cowboys are looking at acquiring an edge rusher before the trade deadline. Oh, really? You don't say. They missed that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dennis, this is another perfect storm for the Packers because the Carolina enters this game. Sure, Bryce Young's back, but he's coming off an ankle injury. He's more mobile than Andy Dalton, who got sacked seven times by the Bills. But he might have to run for his life today because their offensive line, they're without their starting center, Cade Mays. He's out. Although all six of the guys they listed as questionable on their injury report this week are up today. They're missing two key guys in the interior of the offensive line, and former Packer Yosh Nyman is starting at right tackle for them. So they're banged up on the offensive line. That's not a condition you want when you're facing Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and friends.
James, as you watched that game last Sunday night between the Packers and the Steelers, I was surprised how much Christian Watson played. And, I mean, he made a big impact, not only catching the ball, but also with his run blocking. What did you think of Watson, and were you surprised he played as much as he did?
Well, didn't I say our first play should be a go ball to Christian Watson or Matthew Golden? Man, you know, when I was at the Dallas Cowboys game, I talked to him, and he said that he was ready then, you know, and he was like, man, he's like, JJ, I could go now, man. He said, but you know, we taking our time. But once he was active, I knew that he was going to play, and I knew he was probably going to play a lot. I mean, this is a dude that fought his way back from injuries. When you fight your way back from an injury, you know what you don't want to hear? You don't want to hear Doc McKenzie or them say, hey, we're only going to let you play about, nah, man, I just worked my butt off. I'm going out here. I'm ready to go. I done passed all the tests. I done been out here inside this Don Hutson Center, and I've been doing all the rehab and all that. I'm ready to go. So I was not surprised at all.
One thing you notice, Drew, too, people always talk about stretching the defense. Well, when you have Watson and you have Golden, you got the speed to really stretch a defense, and that eventually will help the running game.
Yes, absolutely. And, Dennis, it definitely helped Tucker Kraft because the gravitational pull towards Christian Watson kept things open underneath for Tucker Kraft, and he's so good with yards after the catch, and that's such a matchup problem for other defenses that it'll be interesting to see. Carolina's got good corners, like we said. We'll see how they exploit it.
I felt there was some excitement in the air, and it's true. Wes Hockiewicz is here, and he's wearing a three-piece suit. He looks fantastic. So there's a buzz in this place, the Miller Lite End Zone Bar.
Celebrity among us.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senex, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Nothing says home for the holidays like fresh baked goodness from Main Street Bakery. Fill your feast with warmth and flavor from golden bread baskets and soft buttery rolls to share around your holiday table to their famous pineapple upside down cake that's always the star of your dessert. And don't forget to place your special orders early for Christmas cookies, perfect for your kids' classes, parties, and sweet holiday surprises. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Every time I turn around, my friends at PureTalk give me one more reason to feel good about switching.
This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
After further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of Green Bay Packers. Don't fumble with your health insurance. Score a touchdown with Network Health. Along with James Jones and Drew Olson, I'm Dennis Krause, joined by Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com for after further review. And at least you'd explain, you always look great, but you look especially great today, but it's part of the throwback, right?
It's the 1923 throwback game, right?
Yep.
Classic uniforms. I busted out the three-piece suit. I got my best Peaky Blinders sort of impersonation going on here. I'm really just trying to keep up with Dennis, but you've kind of not worn the vest as much anymore. So I'm just trying to bring it back a little bit.
Will you be filing stories on an IBM Selectric or a previous model of a Royal typewriter, perhaps?
Exactly, while still checking my iPhone.
Let me give you a little bit of advice.
Yeah.
Never follow me anywhere. Certainly not in fashion. All right, so here's the first question, Drew. Former Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander was traded Saturday from the Ravens to Philadelphia in exchange of late draft picks. The Eagles, of course, are here a week from tomorrow night. What happened to Alexander?
Injuries, and beyond that, I don't know, man, because I've always thought when the guy is healthy, he's a terrific player. He's an elite player. And then he's a healthy scratch. I don't know where the wheels came off.
No, this is going to be one in 14 years covering this team, one of the more quizzical, confusing situations that's arise during my time. Because it was funny, I was checking Twitter a couple days ago. There was a lot of Ravens fans that were talking about after the Thursday night game, like, this is just such a weird situation with Alexander. What's going on here and there? And I'm like, it honestly brought me back to kind of the situation Green Bay was with him the last 2 years. And extremely talented guy. As I've told you guys, Dennis, you were doing this pregame with me the last 9 years. I said it numerous times. I mean, his heart is in the right place. This is a good person. But, you know, from the football player, it ultimately comes down to what you do between the lines. And when you go back, really, since maybe the Pittsburgh game in 2021, it just seems like something has been off since then.
Well, let's fire up James on this, because Wayne Larrabee told us earlier this week on the Daily Radio Show that when cornerbacks lose it, they lose it quick. James, is that your experience, that when guys, you know, they, it's not a slow fall, it's a quick, rapid decline?
I would have to agree with Wayne on that. Oh, my goodness. DB is the hardest position in the National Football League. Everything you are doing it backwards, and you have to turn and run as fast as you can and be able to stay in front of dudes that run 4.3 and 4.2 and 4.4 and can run and jump and all that. So once you battle some injuries, once you lose a step, that is why I think DBs have the fastest downfall. When you watch Jaire battling all these injuries, and you can't really practice the way you want to practice with injuries, so you can't really polish your skills and do all that, and then now you're resting all week and you're trying to, you know, get out there on Sundays to go guard Jamar Chase or Devontae Adams, whoever it may be, that's very, very hard. The only person in my lifetime that I've seen not practice and come out there on Fridays in flip-flops and warm-ups and still ball out is Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson.
And he has a gold jacket, and he has a Heisman Trophy, and he has all the accolades that you can ever ask for. He was just built to do it. I have not seen too many people not practice and get out there and still play at a very, very high level when you can't practice consistently, especially at the DB spot.
Next question. Drew, what are your thoughts about Carrington Valentine moving ahead of Nate Hobbs at cornerback?
Well, I was certainly surprised last week because I had my matchup to watch was Nate Hobbs against DK Metcalf. And then lo and behold, Carrington Valentine started. So I've loved Carrington Valentine since watching him his first training camp when he seemed to be making two plays every day that made us go, wow, well, this kid's really good. And it's nice to see him get an opportunity and cash in on it.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation too because if you know the history there, I mean, Carrington Valentine and Nate Hobbs go back to when – Valentine was a 16-year-old. I mean, he would travel 2 hours to go work out at the same place that Hobbs works out at, I think over in Cincinnati. So, like, it shows you not only the relationship they have, but obviously the respect that they have between each other. Because this week I thought Nate handled it really well. There was probably the biggest scrum of the week was around Nate Hobbs' locker when people wanted to ask him about exactly what was going on. Fact is the Packers needed to give Carrington a shot. I feel like we looked at the rotation at right guard. I think that can work. I think on offensive line, we saw it for years in Green Bay. It is more difficult, in my estimation, maybe James would disagree with me on this, but I think when you're trying to be a cornerback in this league, it either needs to be full all the way or not. They were trying to rotate them. They did it in Dallas, and it wasn't really working. Carrington obviously showed enough to earn the opportunity. Oh, and by the way, when he was out there, put together one of his best games in Green Bay. He's a talented young man. He's gaining more experience, and I think he validated the reason for why Green Bay went with that direction.
I want to get James's feedback, but I also want to mention that the four-year, $48 million contract that Hobbs signed in free agency to come from the Raiders is structured in such a way that the Packers can really move on after this season if they choose to. So if you're going to think, whoa, they spent all that money on Hobbs, you know, there's an escape hatch if they need it. James?
Well, I mean, if he ain't starting, you better believe there's an escape hatch. I ain't really seen this happen too much, especially when you got a guy that's making some pretty good money. So it's either two things. Either he's not looking the way he's supposed to look in practice, you know, beyond what we're seeing in the football games. And obviously, you know, the young fella is playing really well in practice and putting some good stuff on tape. Because I watched Nate Hobbs at the Raiders for some years, and I was really excited when the Packers signed him. I thought he was going to be a great addition, a guy that can play in the slot and he can play outside. So, you know, for him to not be on the football field, he either has to be putting some bad tape out there, not practicing well, especially with his price tag, if you're going to be, you know, starting a young fella. So we'll see how this unfolds, but this is not a good sign, especially for next year for Hobbs, if, you know, they're going to be starting a young fella.
And I just want to mention this, too, a tough spot for Hobbs as well. During his time with Las Vegas, played a lot of that star spot, a lot of that nickel spot that's been occupied all season by Javon Bullard. So he's had to be on the perimeter, and that was a position he'd only played part-time during his time.
And he got hurt in training camp.
Correct.
That didn't help him. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I'm just pointing it out. Drew, no running back has won NFL MVP since Adrian Peterson in 2012. 14 of the last 15 MVP winners have been quarterbacks, 11 of them from the top seeds in their conference. So with that background, will former Badger star Jonathan Taylor win NFL MVP?
It's such a cute story, and I'm rooting for him, but he has no chance. The NFL is a reality show featuring quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are going to win the award. Somebody's going to win the award from the quarterback position.
There's this unspoken handshake agreement, it seems like, with the Associated Press that the NFL Offensive Player of the Year now goes to the best skill position player, and the MVP goes to the quarterback. That being said, what Jonathan Taylor is doing this year shows why the Colts paid him, what he's capable of doing when he's healthy, and also that team is not at 7 wins right now without him. I think he definitely has a case for it, but I'd be very surprised.
He's had 4 3 touchdown games already in half a season. James?
What quarterback is in the conversation for MVP?
I've heard Josh Allen. I've heard Drake May.
People still say Mahomes. Believe it or not. How about Jordan Love? Making a case.
There's nobody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.